Happy Sunday morning to you. Feliz Domingo por la mañana, Pastor Jose and Patricia. We want to welcome you to New Beginnings Church of the Big Bend, a church you can call home, where we honor God, love family, serve others, and pursue excellence. Amen. Bienvenidos a la Iglesia del Nuevo Comienzo. And we want to welcome all our NBC family, all our visitors, and all those joining us by audio and video. Amen. So praise God. Prepare yourselves to receive what God has for you. He wants to bless you, encourage you. He wants to change you, and he wants to correct us. Amen. It's been a while since I said that, but you need to hear that. Amen. So don't leave as you came. Leave changed. Every day when you meet with him, don't leave the same. I'm going to be changed, amen, because I want him to bless me, and I ain't going to let him go until he blesses me. He's not finished with you. He has great plans for you, and none of them include defeat. So all we need to do is make ourselves available to him and know that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. He called you. He put you here. He equipped you. So whatever mission he's called you to do, you can do. Because he says you can do all things through him. And he's going to strengthen you to do this. Amen. You're a winner. You're a champion. You're an overcomer. You got to confess these things to yourself. If you don't, nobody will. And nobody's going to stir you up. You need to stir yourself up. Amen. Look in the mirror and say, man, we're going to press on with him today. Amen. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. You got to remind yourself these things. Amen. So prepare yourselves to receive. We're going to be talking about follow him and serve him. Amen. Come close to him. Amen. On a daily basis. So I just wanted to say, to prepare yourselves. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Again, happy anniversary, NBC. Keep on pressing on with God. Amen. Or pressing on with Jesus. NBC is celebrating our 10th year anniversary. This is the month. Jose and Patricia, we want to say thank you to all. Amen. Thank you for your love, your prayers, your encouragement, and your support. We're excited as we start our 10th year. Amen. So praise God. Believing God has great plans for us and blessings for us. Amen. Praise God for NBC. And we want to step out in faith. We don't want to fear. We don't want to give it up. We don't want to give up. We want to draw closer to him. Amen. And we know that he is with us at all times. Patricia said that this morning. He says, rise and shine and give God the glory on a daily basis. Amen. So rise and shine, child of God. Amen. Ooh, hallelujah. I'm excited. I don't know about you. Amen. Let me take these off. And we're going to make this declaration together before we get started here. Amen. Grab your Bibles. Grab your sword. Soldier of God. And say it like you mean it. Amen. Make this declaration with me. Amen. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today, I'll be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess. My mind is alert. My spirit is receptive. And I'll never be the same in Jesus' name. Amen. So praise God. Before we get started, I just want to let you know, those that are listening, those that are watching, I'm going to take my jacket off because I want to show you my NBC shirt. Amen. So praise God. New Beginnings Church. Praise God. This is our anniversary month. So I want you to see my New Beginnings shirt. Amen. Praise God. There it is. Amen. So follow him and serve him with passion daily as we start off our next year, our 10th year, or maybe the next 10 years. Praise God. But we've got to give it all to him. Surrender to him totally. Amen. Mark 12:30. Let's go there right quick. Amen. We will use the Word of God. We use the Bible. And that's where we come. That's where we get all our scripture from. So we teach the Word of God from his Word. Amen. And Mark, excuse me. I'm in Matthew. Nope. Not Mark 12. Yes. Mark 12 and the verse 30. Are you there? And it says, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. Amen. So basically, I just want to encourage you for the next year, for the next how many years, God has New Beginnings Church, amen. I want to encourage you, or for yourself, amen. I just want to encourage you to serve Him. Follow Him and serve Him, amen. Don't let yourself down. Don't give up, but press on with Him, amen. So praise God. This is what I wrote, New King James. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. This is the first commandment that He's given us, amen. Romans 12:1-2 says this: no lagging in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Right, and the New Living Translation says, never be lazy, but work hard and serve the Lord enthusiastically. Nobody's going to make it easy for you. Nobody's going to make it fun for you. You make it this way. Amen. Be excited, you know, of what Jesus did already. He paid the price. Amen. So we can serve Him enthusiastically and get rid of, He's called us. And what's going to happen is there's going to be distractions. So get rid of any passion killers, any distractions, things that stop us from fulfilling our daily walk, our life mission, or our life race, or whatever God has called you to do. There's going to be things that's going to come and want to stop you. But you got to know and say, no, I'm not letting this stop me. I'm going to press on with Him. Amen. Hallelujah. And I'm not looking back anymore. He told Lot, don't look back. And his wife looked back and it stopped him. It stopped her. Amen. Don't let anything hold you back. Press on. Amen. There's going to be people coming your way that's going to want to take you out of your joy, want to take you out of your peace. Don't give them that chance. Say, draw them into your peace. Amen. Say, wow, I want what you've got. Praise God. So get rid of these things. Stop you from fulfilling our daily walk with Him. Things that rob us of our joy, of our peace. There's things. Amen. But don't let those things have you. And don't let them things stop you. That's your choice. I choose not to stop. I choose not to let them stop me. Amen. We must learn to refire our passion for God. If nobody's going to refire it for you, you got to keep that fire going. You know, don't let that flame go out. Just a little spark. It's okay. But you know what? Build it up. Get in the Word. Fellowship with Him. Fellowship. Come, assemble yourselves together so that we can spark one another. Amen. Encourage one another instead of just being isolated and letting the enemy just have you. No, I'm not giving into that. Amen. Praise God that we can assemble ourselves and encourage one another. And I've said this before and I'll say it again. The church is not here to be entertained. The church is here to be empowered. Yeah. We're here to be empowered to go and do what God has called us to do. He says we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. So we're being empowered to go and do what He's called us to do. And He called you. If nobody ever told you, now you know. You've been called by God. He knows you. Amen. He knows all about you. He knows your shortcomings. He knows all about you and loves you the most. And say, come on, let's go. This is what I want you to do. Amen. But we have to have relationship. Ooh, hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I'm on fire. Christians don't retire. They refire. Some of us need a reminder. Hey, man, I retire from my job. Yeah, you retire from jobs. That's fine. But you don't retire from serving God. Amen. You keep pressing on. Let me see how I wrote it here. Some of us need a reminder to renew and refire. You retire from jobs, but never from following and serving God. Always, you know, as long as you have breath, you know, keep serving Him. Keep following Him. Keep serving Him. You have a mouth and you can speak. Amen. You can speak the Word and people are going to hear it. You may not see the results, but you're sowing seed. And when you're sowing seed, seeds grow. Amen. So remember that. Whew, some of us act that way. We must stop playing church. Remember, this is not the church. This is a building where we assemble ourselves together. Let's get it straight. We, me and you, believers, we are the church. We are the body of Christ. Amen. And we need to stop using excuses.
If I step on toes, that's fine, because I'm stepping on mine too.
We work all week. We take the weekend off. Say, well, hey, Pastor, I couldn't, you know, I worked hard all week and I couldn't be there Sunday. Well, if you know me, I work hard all week, Monday through Saturday and Sunday. Amen. And I'm still here to serve my God. Amen. And bring a word to you. Amen. Stop using him as a spare tire. We know this and we've heard this before. We only reach him and remember him on emergency cases only. He don't want stepchildren. He don't want you to be part-time children. He wants you to be full-time. Amen. We're part-time believers demanding a full-time God. He's there for you all the time. He wants us to be there full-time for him as well. Amen. Not just part-time, all the time. Amen. Make a commitment. Amen. As we start this next year, you know, to be committed as you step out for him on a daily basis. Amen. Mark 12:29-31, easy to read version says, Jesus answered, the most important command is this. People of Israel, listen. The Lord our God is the only Lord. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and all your mind, and with all your strength. And 31 says, the second most important command is this. Love your neighbor the same as you love yourself. These two commands are the most important. Amen. Ooh, come on. And you know a command is an order given with authority. And a command is not a suggestion. He gave us 10 commandments. He didn't give us 10 suggestions. No, if you feel like it, if you want to. No, you have a choice. You obey or disobey, but you're going to suffer the consequences. Amen. You obey, you're blessed. If you disobey, you suffer the consequences. Amen. But it's nobody's fault. It's just up to you. But it's your choice. Church is a place where we can come, and it's a healing place. We all meet, and we don't leave here as we came. We give it all to him, Sunday after Sunday, day after day, and still carrying. Some of us are still carrying the cares, the worries, the hurts, the hates, and the jealousies. You know, you've heard this. We have a little sign over there on the side there that says, leave it at the cross. Amen. Like I've told you many times, when you go to the dumpster, you dump your trash. And I never see anybody bringing the trash back to the house. You leave it in the dumpster. When you take your cares, your worries, your problems, whatever you give to the Lord, leave it at the cross. You don't bring it back. It's his. It says, give it to me. Cast it on me. We need to remember this. But you know, the enemy's busy. He attacks the mind. Is the battlefield. And he brings those thoughts back to you. And say, wait a minute. I brought it to the Lord. I gave it to the Lord. It's not mine. I'm not receiving that anymore. You have to make that stand and say, it's not mine anymore. You need to talk to the one. He ain't going to talk. He ain't going to go near God, okay? what you need to do is just stop listening to his lies. Because he's going to try to put those lies, those thoughts back on you. And I don't want them. I don't receive them. You don't receive them. Amen? If you're still doing this, that's insane. Doing the same thing and carrying the same hurts over and over and over. Day after day, year after year, expecting different results. Don't be a prisoner of your past. It's gone. We've gone through that. It's a done deal. We're not going back. Amen? Obey his commands. Confess. Release it. And be healed. Don't accept the devil's lies and hold you back no more. Change and press on. Distractions will hold you back. Sin will hold you back. Sin will, how's that go? Sin will keep you longer than you. No, it goes, sin. Come on, help me, church. They cost you more than you want to pay. Yeah, we're missing something. I'll get it for you. Sin will keep you longer than you want to stay, yeah, but it'll cost you more than you want to pay. Amen. So praise God. So
Let's not do that. Let it go. Confess it. He'll forgive and forget it. And you need to do the same thing. Forgive and forget. And any time the devil brings it back to you through thoughts, or through people, just let it go. Say, hey, I've confessed it. It's God's in now. It's not me. Okay? But that's what the enemy uses all the time. Jesus continued to say to all of them, any of you who want to be my followers must stop thinking about yourselves and what you want. You must be willing to carry the cross that is given to you every day for following me. Any of you who try to save your life, and you will lose it. But you who give up your life for me will save. It is worth nothing for you to have the whole world if you yourselves are destroyed or lost. Don't be ashamed of me and my teachings. If that happens, I will be ashamed of you. When I come with my divine greatness, that of the Father and the holy angels. Amen. So, praise God. Just give it all to Him. Just let it go. Don't hold back. There's no holding back. Deuteronomy 4:23-24. You must be careful not to forget the agreement that the Lord your God made with you. You must obey the Lord's command. Don't make an idol in any form. Don't make any idols in any form, because the Lord your God is jealous. He hates his people to worship other gods, and he can be like a consuming fire and destroy. Jesus is saying our first priority is him. Amen. Our passion is him. Him first, follow him, and serve him. This is what he wants us to do. Amen. So any other thing, no. We will not accept half-hearted. He will not accept half-hearted service. He's a jealous God. Means he wants all of us. He wants us completely committed to him. Totally surrendered. Amen. Totally surrendered to him. So we're pressing on. He wants us unwavering loyalty. He wants to be first in our lives. And this is great. He wants to be first. Seek him first. Spend time with him first before you do anything else. Amen. He desires to be at the top of our priority list. We all have priority lists. But let God, let Jesus be first on your priority list. Amen. He wants us to hunger for more of him. You know, when you hunger for more of him, we have relationship. I want to spend more time with him. Amen. That's what we need. We have to have relationship. It's a two-way thing. Amen. Ooh, communication. He wants his purpose for our lives to be most important pursuit of life. Amen. So he calls us into a passionate living. Amen. So I want to live passionately to serving him and spending time with him. Hunger and thirst for more of him. Again, Romans 12:11-12 says in the New Life Version, don't be lazy about always, it says, but always work hard. Work for the Lord with a heart full of love for him. Be happy in your hope. Do not give up when troubles come. Don't let anything stop you from praying. Don't let anything stop you from serving him. Don't let anything stop you from following him. Amen. And this is your choice. Amen. In the NIV, says it like this. It says, never be lacking lazier zeal and passion, but keep your spiritual fervent, keeping your spiritual passion, serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, and faithful in prayer. Amen. Romans 12:11-12. The dictionary passage says fervent. Commitment, dedicated, and zeal for the next year, for the next 10 years. Amen. So praise God. This is how we're going to serve him. The Bible talks about passion. It says fervent, meaning to be hot, to be boiling, to be glowing. Don't let your fire out, saints. Amen. Stay hot for God. Amen. Fervent also means to be earnest, to be serious, to be excited and thrilled. You can't be an on fire Christian and be sad all the time. Amen. You got to be on fire and excited for serving him. You know, that'll people will see this. You know, you watch your words, you watch your actions, you know, and stay on fire for God. Stay enthusiastic for God. And people will see this. And people want to know why you're always happy, why you're always up and up, you know. And then when they come to you, then you tell them, it's because of Jesus. Amen. The greater one in me. And you can have this Jesus I've got. Amen. When they open up, it's okay for you to come and deliver. Amen. Be excited. Be thrilled. Be energetic. Be active. Amen. Not lukewarm. Now, in Revelations 3 and 16, it says in the NIV, so because you're lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I am about to spit you out of my mouth. Don't be lukewarm. You know who keeps you there? You. Don't let yourself get lukewarm, you know, because of what somebody said, what the enemy said, you know, but be on fire. He said, I'd rather have you hot or cold, but not lukewarm. Don't just straddle the fence, you know. You know, join the world, join the crowd. No, be on fire or be cold, but none of this lukewarmness. You know, God hates lukewarm. He says, I'll vomit you. Amen. I'll vomit you out of my mouth. He says, this one says, spit you out. I don't want that to happen. And this is us, passionate people. That's me. Amen. That's you. Passionate people are consumed with fulfilling what God has called us to do. I want to fulfill. I'm excited. I want to fulfill. You know, when you start your first job, when this first happens, you know, I want to fulfill, man, what God has called me to do. Amen. God has called me to do. So I want to do it unto Him. Praise God. And we don't want to lose that desire. We don't want to lose that fire. We don't want to lose that enthusiasm. We don't want to lose the joy. Amen. Praise God. I remember, and I'm going to get motivated and do it. Passion is the motivation force that causes them to see their dreams come true. That vision that God has given you. Man, thank you, Lord. And I'm excited about it. Passion empowers them to overcome fear, doubts, and discouragement. Passion. I'm so passionate. Forget about the fears. Forget about the doubts. Forget about discouragements. And they're going to come. But don't give in to them. Amen. Press on with Him. Press on. Passion keeps them moving forward in spite of how many setbacks. Yeah, you know, there's going to be some setbacks, but get what? Get fired up again. Get pressing. Get to stepping with Him. Go forward, not backwards. Amen. Passion for God. You know what kept Jesus going? The passion. The passion kept Him going. You know, He had many opportunities to quit, but He never quit. And He's our greatest example. Never quit, never quit, never give up. Greater is He that's in you than he that's in the world. You go to Him when you need. Amen. When you lack, you go to Him. Lord, I need you. He's there for you. He never leaves you nor forsakes you. He's always with you. Amen. You may feel lonely, but He's there with you. Remember the footprints? He says, I carried you. Those one step, your one set was me carrying you. Amen. He's not going to give up on you. You either walk through the valley of shadow of death, God is with me. Wherever I go, He is with me. Woo. He don't give up on you. You don't give up on Him. That's what happens when we fall out to the side. When the world pulls us away, distraction pulls us away. He don't give up on you. We give up on Him. The problem's not with Him. The problem's with us. We got to get right again. And you know what? If you confess the sin, He forgives and forgets. And we need to do the same thing. And press on like nothing happened. Press on, press on, press on. Moving forward in spite of how many setbacks. Passion picked them up no matter how many times they keep knocked down. No matter how many times you've been knocked down. People give up on you. Friends give up on you. But God never gives up on you. He says, get up, child. Dust off. Press on. I'm still with you. I still want you to complete. You know what He told Peter? When Peter denied Him three times. Still, last week we found out, Jesus still used Peter to deliver the message that brought 3,000 the first time. to the kingdom. And then the second time, it says it was 5,000 men. But it says, not including women and children. It says, could have been 10 to 15,000. Who knows? Who knows? But still, the main thing is this. Remember, Jesus could have said, you denied me in front of people. I'm going to deny you. I'm not going to use you anymore. I'm done with you. No, he used them still. So let's remember this. Because some of us give up on ourselves. If he don't give up on us, we don't give up on ourselves. Amen. God made you and you're special to him. Amen. Many of God's people never see their missions because reality, they lack the passion and the zeal and the enthusiasm. Amen. Jesus had problems. He went to the Father. Lord, I need your strength. I don't know if I can make this day. If he went to the Father for strength, so can we. Lord, I need your strength this day. This is happening. This is happening. Amen. Just give it to him. And receive his strength. Amen. Ooh. Passion turned the disciples, caused the disciples in the early church to turn their world upside down. Fulfill their mission. They fulfill their mission, so can we. Lord, I'm going to fulfill what you've called me to do, no matter what. Remember, we don't compare to nobody. We complete one another. But I'm going to complete my mission. And I don't want to compete with anybody. I don't want to do what everybody else is doing. I want to complete what God has me to do. This physical body has many parts, and they all do different functions. So I'm not just going to copy somebody. I'm going to do and be the original God called me to be and do what he called me to be. Yes. Amen. If it's just a little toe, then I'm going to be the best little toe I can be. Amen. You may not see me. I'm always covered. But still, I'm doing it under you, Lord. And I give you the grant. I give you all the praise, all the glory. Amen. Be the best he's called you to be. Don't be shy and don't try to please people. Because people are never going to be pleased. Is that all you do? You could do more than that. Well, listen, look at me. I am a big somebody. But has no God. Don't know Jesus. They lose. Amen. You have Jesus. And whatever he's called you to do, big or small, do it under him. Amen. And do your best. Amen. Jesus knew he was going to be sacrificed, but he did his best. And at the end, he told his Father, forgive him. We can do our best. I want to fulfill. And fulfill what he's called me to do. And at the end, he'll say, welcome home, good and faithful servant. Instead of, you know, depart from me. I never knew you. Who are you? I don't want him to say that. Passion caused the disciples to turn their world upside down. Amen. Woo. Acts 17:16 in the New Living Translation says, not finding them there, they dragged them out, Jason and some of the other believers, instead, and took them before the city council. It says, Paul and Silas have caused trouble all over the world, they shouted. They shouted. And now they are here disturbing our cities. Yeah. Amen. This is what the people are saying. This is the New Living Translation. It says, this is Paul and Silas. Now they shouted about this. And now they're here disturbing our cities. So guess what we got to do, church? We need to disturb our little cities of Marfa, Alpine, Port Davis, Presidio, Big Bend, wherever you happen to be. I'm going to be a child of God. I'm going to be sowing seed. Amen. And seeing people come to Christ. Amen. That's what we've all been called, to share the word of God. Amen. Praise God. Passion caused Peter and John to defy the religious leaders in their days. They were told to never preach Jesus again. And that happens today. It's happened to me. Among friends, amongst families. Say, hey, if you're going to come visit me, don't talk about Jesus. So, their passion caused them to ignore their threats. 2 Timothy 1:7 says this, for God has not given us a spirit of fear,
but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. He's not giving you a spirit of fear. So you know what? That fear's got to go. You know how you drive fear out of you? You get in the Word, get the Word in you, and your faith is going to rise. And when your faith grows, fear's got to go. Amen? They're totally opposite. The more you feed your faith, fear's got to go. Amen? So, passion caused him to boldly declare, Acts 4, chapter 4, verse 20 through 22, New Living Translation, "We cannot stop telling about everything we have seen and heard. The council then threatened them further, but they finally let them go because they didn't know how to punish them without starting a riot. For everyone was praising God for this miraculous sign. A man, they healed a man who had been lame for 40 years. And he was healed. And they're all praising God and giving God the glory. And the leaders wanted to punish them. But if we punish them, we'll start a riot. And they're going to lose. Amen. So, praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Passion would not allow them to be silent. That passion, that desire that we're going to press on with New Beginnings Church here for the next so many years. Passion that you have in serving Him the next day, the next month, the next year. It won't allow you to be silent. The passionate believers stay hungry and thirsty for more of Him. I want more of you, Lord. And He's not going to hold back. So don't you hold back. When you're hungry and thirsty, you overflow. When you drink the overflow, it runs over. When you overflow, His Word comes out. When His Word comes out, you cannot stay silent. You got to let the Word out. You know, if you start thinking for yourself, says, well, I don't know if I can learn all this. Well, you're limiting yourself. Just get it in you and get it in you. You know, when you drink water and you're thirsty, you keep drinking, 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 drinking till you overflow. Say, I had enough. You overflow with the Word. Just get it in you, get it in you, get it in you. And when the time is right and you need it, it's going to come out of you. And you're going to speak it out. Say, wow, I can't believe I said this. I can't believe that came out. I can't believe I learned all this. Well, don't limit yourself. Just press on with Him. And get the main thing is, get in the Word and read it. Then get it in you. And you know, you're by yourself. Read it out loud where you could hear it. Don't hold it back. John 7 and 38 says, He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. That living water is the Word of God. It's coming out of you. Amen. It's going to come out of you. His Word is alive. His Word is not dead. Amen. And God says, my Word goes out and accomplishes what I send it out to do. So words are powerful. More powerful things that you can speak. There's death and life are in the power of the tongue. Death and life are in the power of the words you speak. But you have to speak it out. Amen. Don't hold it in. Mission wouldn't allow David to cower down. I'll read you this story and then we can be closing. Listen to this. I'm going to read it to you in the New Living Translation where you can understand it. Jesse had 8 sons. Listen, I'll tell you this first. Jesse had 8 sons. The man of God, God sent the man to go and select the next king of Israel from Jesse's family. And he had 8 sons. Man, that's a lot. And 7 of them went through. And the man of God says, nope, 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 none, none. He says, do you have another one? Oh, yeah, he says, I have one more son, but he's only a little shepherd boy. He's watching the sheep, you know. That's what people say about us, you know. Oh, he's just a little girl. He's just a little boy. He's just a young girl, young man. But the God is totally different. When he brought David, he went and got David. David passed in front of the man of God, and the man of God says, that's him. That's you. That's how important you are to God. David, the shepherd boy, went from shepherd boy to king of Israel. What about you? See yourself the way God sees you. He sees you that important. So don't limit yourself. Don't put yourself down. Rise up with him. Amen. Anyway, Jesse sent David to Saul's camp. Saul had a camp. They were camped out on one side of the mountain, and the Philistine army was on the other side. And so Jesse sends David to Saul's camp. One day, Jesse sent David to take food to his three older brothers who are fighting God's enemies, the Philistines. When David arrives, he runs to the battle lines, and he hears a giant, Goliath, taunting, defying the armies of the living God. Defying. He was challenging them. And who is this pagan Philistine anyway that he is allowed to do this? All are afraid to accept Goliath's challenge to fight him. King Saul hears that David is willing to go. So he calls him. When Saul sees David, he says, "You are but a boy." That's what people say about you. You are but whatever. You are no good. You're not enough. You're not what we're looking for. You're not qualified. That's what the world says about you. That's what King Saul said about David. You're but a boy. You're too young. You're too old. You're not good enough. Not qualified. Not equipped. Not good enough. Remember who called you and who's backing you. David knew this. David explained to Saul. He says, he has killed the lion and he has killed the bear that tried to carry off his family sheep. God has seen me through all my problems and setbacks. And he still got his hand on me. Goliath, the type of Egypt and the world trying to destroy you, must come like one of them, David says. Saul replies, "Okay, well, you got my blessing. Go. And may God be with you." Amen. He is. You know whose you are and who you are in him. Amen. So David picked up 5 smooth stones, put them in his shepherd bag, takes his sling, and goes out to fight the giant. When the giant sees the mere boy coming, he shouted, "Just come to me and I'll give your flesh to the birds and the wild animals." David shouted in reply, "You come to me with a sword and a spear and a javelin. I come to you in the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defiled. Today the Lord will conquer you, and I will cut your head off." And David ran towards Goliath, took a stone from his bag and put it in his sling, hurled it straight into Goliath's forehead. And since David had no sword, he ran, pulled Goliath's sword from his sheath. David used it to kill the giant and cut his head off. When the Philistines seen their giant, their champion, the giant, dead, they terrified and they ran away. Israelis chased them and won the battle. Amen. So, God has called you. There's giants facing you on a daily basis. Amen. But you know whose you are and who you are in him. You know who's backing you. So I don't care how many giants are waiting for you. Amen. Greater is he that's in me than he that is in the world. Know how great your God is. Amen. And I can go and I can conquer because greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Amen. Woo, he's called you to be a winner. He's called you to be a champion. He's not concerned about giants. Are you? You shouldn't be. You know, you got giant, whatever giants you have with self, problems, whatever may be, habits. It don't matter. Finances, marital, whatever. God is greater than all these things. Amen. Again, Jeremiah 1:6-8 says, "A youth, you may at times become afraid to follow God's command." Jeremiah was a young person. And he was afraid at first, but God told him, "Do not be afraid, for I am with you." Jeremiah took his courage and preached as God instructed him. Mm-hmm. Don't be afraid. God is with you. Amen. He says he never leaves us nor forsakes us. Amen. So praise God. Like David and Jeremiah, if you trust God, you too can learn not to be afraid. Remember, he's not giving us a spirit of fear. Passion caused them to become bolder. Amen. So, listen to this. Nobody cares how much you know until they know how much you care. Man, God is good. Passion. Excuse me. Then Acts 5:29. Then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, "We ought to be obey God rather than men." They wanted them to stop. They said, "No, we're going to keep on pressing with God." Passion wouldn't allow them to seek a comfort zone, a procrastination zone, a comforting zone, or an easy way out zone. Passion got them through the hard times. Passion kept them going when others fail, when others quit, and when others give up. Don't quit. Don't give up. Just press on with Him. You remember Paul and Silas in the prison? They wouldn't give up, you know. They were hurt. They were hurting. They could have been in there crying, complaining to God. You know, why? You know, we were doing for you, and look what happened to us. It didn't work. But no, at the midnight hour, they started praising and worshiping God, and God showed up. And chapter 16, verses 16 through 34, verse 25, around the midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening. And so was God. Verse 26 says, "Suddenly there was a great earthquake, and the prison was shaken and its foundations. And all the doors flew open, and the chains of every prisoner fell off." You know, those chains that have been holding you back are going to fall as you praise and worship Him and give it all to God. Amen. Those chains will come off. Amen. They're no longer going to hold you back. You're not going to longer be held back. You're going to press on with Him. Amen. Just remember this. But have love. Have love and compassion. Have the passion to serve Him. Amen. To follow Him and do what He's called you to do. I say, hey, like David, I know whose I am and who I am in Christ. And I know who's backing me. And He's with you all the time. He never leaves you nor forsakes you. So in closing, God is calling you today to become passionate follower of Him, of His daily. Amen. As we celebrate our 10th year anniversary, He wants us to press on, child of God. Press on and press on with Him. Amen. So praise God. Say this with me. Lord, thank You for these 10 years. Lord, I give You my all. I give You my everything. I decide to follow You forever. Amen. Well, praise God. Do you receive, church? I receive too. So praise God. Hallelujah. Thank You, Lord, for Your word. Thank You, Lord. Help us to be hearers and doers of Your word, Father, in Jesus' precious name. Hallelujah. So it's time to give. If you've never given, now's the time. Amen. To give. Praise God. For those watching, those listening, Just go to our website, NBCBigBen.com, and hit that donate button. Those that are mailing in, NBC P.O. Box 252, Marfa, Texas, 79843. Hallelujah. Thank You, Lord. Praise God. There's a new Cash App and a website, Patricia? In our NBC Big Ben. Hallelujah. Thank You, Lord. So use that. Praise God. Also, if you have never accepted Christ, this is the time. We gave you this opportunity. All you have to do is say, "Lord, I receive You as my Lord and Savior. I repent of my sins. Come into my life. Be my Lord and Savior." He's not going to deny you. He's going to receive you with open arms. Amen. But you have to start from this day on, pressing on. Amen. Pressing on with Him and serving Him. With love, with compassion, with enthusiasm, amen, with passion. Hallelujah. Thank You, Lord. Praise God. If you have need healing in your body, the Bible says that by Jesus Christ you heal. Amen. So I don't accept malfunctions in my body. I don't receive sickness in my body. My body is a temple of the Holy Ghost. So sickness, malfunctions, go in Jesus' name. And every part of my body, every organ in my body functioning normal the way God created it to function. In Jesus' precious name, I receive my healing now. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Praise God.